word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel, the third, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened through salvation by Christ Jesus. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are reading Jeremiah chapter 17. Listen to the word of the Lord. Verse 1, the sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the table of their heart and upon the horns of your altars. Whilst their children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills. O my mountain in the field, I will give thy substance and all thy treasures to the spoil and thy high places for sin throughout all thy borders. And thou even thyself shalt discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For ye have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabit it. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart, I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. As the partridge sitteth on eggs and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. a glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Behold, they say unto me, Where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. As for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow thee, neither have I desired the woeful day. Thou knowest, that which came out of my lips was right before thee. Be not a terror unto me. Thou art my hope in the day of evil. Let them be confounded that persecute me, but let not me be confounded. Let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil, and destroy them, and destroy them with double destruction. Thus said the Lord unto me, Go and stand in the gate of the children of the people, whereby the kings of Judah come in, and by the which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem. And say unto them, Hear ye the word of the Lord, ye kings of Judah, and all Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem that enter in by these gates. Thus saith the Lord, Take heed to yourselves, and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. Neither carry forth a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, neither do ye any work, but hallow ye the Sabbath day, as I commanded your fathers. But they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear nor receive instruction. And it came, rather, and it shall come to pass, if ye diligently hearken unto me, saith the Lord, to bring in no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but hallow the Sabbath day, to do no work therein. Then shall there enter into the gates of this city kings and princes sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their princes, the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city shall remain forever. And they shall come from the cities of Judah, and from the places about Jerusalem, and from the land of Benjamin, and from the plain, and from the mountains, and from the south, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices, and meat offerings and incense, and bringing sacrifices of praise unto the house of the Lord. But if ye will not hearken unto me to hallow the Sabbath day, and not to bear burden, even entering in at the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then will I kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read Jeremiah chapter 17. Now here is the sense of it. The sins which men commit make little impression on their minds, Yet every sin is marked in the book of God. They are all so graven upon the table of the heart that they will all be remembered by the conscience. That which is graven in the heart will become plain in the life. Men's actions show the desires and purposes of their hearts. What need we have to humble ourselves before God, who are so vile in his sight? How should we depend on his mercy and grace, begging of God to search and prove us, not to suffer us to be deceived by our own hearts, but to create in us a clean and holy nature by his Spirit? He who puts confidence in man shall be like the heath in a desert, a naked tree, a sorry shrub, the product of barren ground, useless and worthless. Those who trust to their own righteousness and strength and think they can do without Christ, without God, make flesh their arm, and their souls cannot prosper in graces or comforts. Those who make God their hope shall flourish like a tree always green, whose leaf does not wither. They shall be fixed in peace and satisfaction of mind. They shall not be anxious in a year of drought. Those who make God their hope have enough in him to make up the want of all creature comforts. They shall not cease from yielding fruit in holiness and good works. The heart, the conscience of man, in his corrupt and fallen state, is deceitful above all things. It calls evil good and good evil, and cries peace to those who cries peace, rather, to those to whom it does not belong. Herein the heart is desperately wicked. It is deadly. It is desperate. The case is bad indeed. If the conscience, which should set right the errors of other faculties, is a leader in the delusion. We cannot know our own hearts, nor what they will do in an hour of temptation. Who can understand his errors? Much less can we know the hearts of others or depend upon them. He that believes God's testimony in this matter and learns to watch his own heart will find this is a correct, though a sad picture, and learns many lessons to direct his conduct, but much in our own hearts and in the hearts of others will remain unknown. Yet whatever wickedness there is in the heart, God sees it. Men may be imposed upon, but God cannot be deceived. He that gets riches, and not by right, though he may make them his hope, never shall have joy of them. This shows what vexation it is to a worldly man at death that he must leave his riches behind. But though the wealth will not follow to another world, guilt will, and everlasting torment, the rich man takes pains to get an estate and sits brooding upon it, but never has any satisfaction in it. By sinful courses, it comes to nothing. Let us be wise in time. What we get, let us get it honestly. What we get, let us get it honestly. And what we have, use it charitably, that we may be wise for eternity. The prophet acknowledges the favor of God in setting up religion. There is fullness of comfort in God overflowing, ever-flowing fullness, like a fountain. It is always fresh and clear, like spring water, while the pleasures of sin are puddle waters. He prays to God for healing, saving mercy. He appeals to God concerning his faithful discharge of the office to which he was called. He humbly begs that God would own and protect him in the work to which he had plainly called him. Whatever wounds or diseases we find to be in our hearts and consciences, let us apply to the Lord to heal us, to save us, that our souls may praise his name. His hands can bind up the troubled conscience and heal the broken heart. He can cure the worst diseases of our nature. The prophet was to lay before the rulers and the people of Judah the command to keep holy the Sabbath day. Let them strictly observe the fourth commandment. If they obeyed this word, their prosperity should be restored. It is a day of rest and must not be made a day of labor, unless in cases of necessity. Take heed, watch against the profanation of the Sabbath. Let not the soul be burdened with the cares of this world on Sabbath days. The streams of religion run deep or shallow, according as the banks of the Sabbath are kept up or neglected. The degree of strictness with which this ordinance is observed, or the neglect shown towards it, is a good test to find the state of spiritual religion in any land. Let all, by their own example, by attention to their families, strive to check this evil, that national prosperity may be preserved, and above all, that souls may be saved. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day, and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom to understand God's Word and apply it to your life. May God bless you real good. The most important thing in life, dear friend, is to trust Jesus Christ as Savior. Please listen now as I share with you the gospel so that you can get saved from the power of sin and the punishment of sin, which is eternal hell. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last five or six